how your faith was this morning. How is it? How is your faith this morning? Bible reminds us that our faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You remember the woman that was had the issue of blood, and she touched the hem of the Lord Jesus' garment. You remember the words of the Lord Jesus when he responded by saying, "Great is thy faith. Great is thy faith." You remember how the Bible describes Abraham's faith as an unshakable, unmovable faith. The Bible said that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory unto God, and knowing that what he had promised he was able also to perform. But I ask you this morning is, how is your faith? We sang this morning, just about every song that we sang had something to do with hope, had something to do with faith, had something to do with trusting God. And I don't know about you, but I'm thankful today, just like the last song that we sang, the congregational song, about our hope being in the Lord, I'm glad today that God is in control of all this, aren't we? Now, it may look like a mess. How many of you believe it looks like a mess in the world? God's in control of it. God's in control of all the mess, all the chaos, all the garbage that's going on out there in the world. God is in control of everything. And though to you and I it may not appear that, hey, things are not going in our favor, but I'm going to tell you, God's in control. He knows. He's got it. I saw a sign here not long ago in a yard and said, "God's got this." I thought that was good. He's got it. What'd that sign mean? It means that God's in control. We don't have to worry about anything. We don't have to fret about a thing when we know that God's in control. But it's all based upon our faith in Him. Do you really believe that? Do you really believe God's in control? Do you really have faith to believe that God's in control? Do you really have that kind of faith that you believe today that God is working everything together? As Romans 8:28 reminds us, that He's working everything together for your good and for His glory. He is. I believe that. I know that. And that's the type of faith that we should have this morning. I'd like to bring a message entitled this: Fighting Your Fears with Your Faith. Fighting your fears with your faith. If you found your place in Psalms 56, stand with me, please. I'd like to read the first four verses there. The psalmist says, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up." I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of people out there. You know what that means? They wanting to get you. There's somebody out to get you. There's always somebody out to get us, are there not? It may be somebody in our family, maybe somebody at work, maybe an employer, maybe an employee, maybe a church member, maybe a neighbor. But there are people out there that want to swallow you up, want to devour you, want to take advantage of you. And that's what David said. "He fighteth daily, oppressing me," or "oppresseth me." Verse 2, "Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O Thou Most High." Verse 3, David says, "What time I am afraid," what does he say, I will do? "I will trust in Thee." What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God I will praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. I will not fear. Do we have fears today? We do. With all the uncertainties that's going on around us in the world today, there are all kinds of fears. Every one of us have fears. They battle against us every day. It's something that tries to ravish and to conquer our lives. And it's a battle that every one of us have to fight every day. And the only way that we can conquer it, the only way that we can get the victory over our fears is with our faith. Have faith in God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Bless this message, we pray. Use it for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Franklin Delano Roosevelt said many years ago, the only thing for man to fear is fear itself. Fear itself. I want you to realize this morning, there's several things I want to point out. As we consider this morning, the thought on fighting your fears or our fears with your or our faith. That's the way that we do it. I want you to see, first of all, the reality of fear. Every one of us have fears, even David. David, who the Bible describes as one or a man after God's heart, own heart, he says there in verse number 3, what time I am afraid. Here's a man. Look at what David had conquered in his life. Look what David had experienced in his life. You remember when he was just a young lad, a shepherd boy, that he was described as killing a lion and a bear. I don't know about you, but I don't want to tangle with either one of them. And if I were to encounter either one of them, a bear or a lion, hey, I'm going to tell you, this preacher would be afraid. And I imagine David was afraid as well. But can you imagine David when he stood before 9 feet, 6 inch Goliath, this great champion of Gath? Can you imagine him, a little shepherd boy, Goliath and all of this, arrayed in all of this army and a mighty sword in his hand, and David with a little sling and 5 smooth stones that he had taken out of the brook to fight against this great champion? Can you imagine the fear that may have gripped his heart? What time I am afraid. Fear is a reality that every single one of us encounter. Fear is an enemy that we battle every day of our lives. Now some would say, well, you know, I'm not afraid of anything. Everybody is afraid of something. Everybody. Everybody in here today is afraid of something or someone. You may say there, and you may boast and say, hey, I don't fear anything. I'm not afraid of anything. You know, there's some of you today, if I were to take a little bug, I'm going to tell you, you'd go to running, wouldn't you? I used to chase my sister around with bugs and frogs and all kind of things. There are people that are afraid of that. Hey, I don't like spiders. I don't like snakes. There's a lot of things that I don't like that I want to stay clear of that I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of heights. I'm afraid of storms. There's a lot of things in life that we're afraid of. But every one of us have fears that must be conquered, that we must battle every day. And the way that we do that is with our faith. See, our fears must be conquered. They must be overcome if we're going to succeed in the Lord's work. Fear can be described this way. It can be described as an alarm or agitation caused by the expectation or realization of danger or harm. Fear can also be described as a ground for dread or apprehension. Anything in life that you dread, think about those things that you dread. Fear can also be described as an unpleasant feeling triggered by the perception of danger or harm, whether it's real or imaginary. Now, when I was a child, I used to like to watch scary movies. And then I'd have nightmares about it, and I was afraid to go to bed at night. I was afraid to turn the light off at night. I was afraid of those things. Which there's no such thing as Frankenstein and the Wolfman and Dracula and all of that. Imaginary. but it brought fear. I remember one night I was coming in. I was just a teenager at the time. I was coming in a little later than normal, and it was coming up a storm outside. I was walking up the front walkway going to the front door of our house when we lived up in the south side area. It was storming, thundering, and lightning, and you know what goes through the minds of people. You know, you thinking about somebody going to jump out here, something's going to happen to you, and all this. I'll tell you how scared I got, how afraid I was, and I was a young man at the time, but I was still much of a man. I was very healthy at the time. I could have just about taken on anything or anybody at the time, but I heard something rustling in the bushes, and I tried to scream, and I was so scared there was nothing come out of my mouth. We all have fears. That is a reality of life. Everyone battles some type of fear. The very first mention of fear in the Bible comes in the Garden of Eden. You remember how God had forbid Adam and Eve to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? He had forbid them. He said, "For in the day thou eatest thereof, what? Thou shalt surely die." We know as a result of it, they did through deceptive means that Eve took. She ate, she gave to her husband, and he also did eat. And after that, the eyes of them both were opened. And in Genesis chapter 3, verse 10, listen of the words that Adam said to God. God said to Adam, "Where art thou?" Adam said, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid. I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." That is the first mention of the word fear, or the first mention of one fearing anything in the Bible. This was the beginning of it. In Luke chapter 21, verse 26, the Bible describes the last days and everything that's transpiring in the last days and time. It talks about the signs in heaven and all these other things that are transpiring. And he says there that there's men's hearts failing them for fear. Do you realize today that there are people out there? There are people in our churches. There are people that are our neighbors. There are people that are in our family. There are people that we know that their heart is gripped by fear today. Fear of something. Fear that is something that may be real and it may be imaginary, but they truly fear. David said, "What time I am afraid." Fear is a reality. Now this leads me to the second point of the message this morning, and that's the reason for our fears. The reason for our fear. Everyone experiences fears in life. In Adam's case, in Genesis chapter 3, when Adam sinned, what did he fear? He feared the consequences of his sin. That was his fear. He feared God. Why? Because of the consequences of his fear. Sad to say that in our society today, that there are many people today that do not fear the consequences of their sin. Or there would not be as much sin going on in the world today. There'd be not, if people feared the consequences of sin, do you think people would be violating the laws of this land if they feared the consequences of it? That's why there's so much murder. That's why there's so much violence. That's why there's so much criminal activity in this world today, is because there's no consequences for wrongdoing. Listen to what Solomon said in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse number 11. He says, "Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the hearts of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil." Why is the crime rate climbing? Why is violence and corruption, why does it escalate every day? Because in our culture and in our society, there's no consequences for wrongdoing. Or they think there's no consequences. But there's always consequences with God. And that there's always accountability with God, and there's always a payday with God. Though they think that they may be getting by with it now, that there are no consequences, one day they'll stand before a holy and a righteous God, and they'll give an account of every deed they've done, whether it be good or whether it be bad, and be judged according to that. Verse 12 says, though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged. Have you ever thought, have you ever wondered this? I have thought of this so many times. It looks like the world's out there winning, doesn't it? It looks like the wicked crowd, the wrong crowd, it looks like they're winning. You ever felt that way? You ever felt like, hey, I'm the one that's trying to do right and I'm the one that's suffering for doing right? Hey, I felt like that a lot of times. If you haven't, there's something terribly wrong, because that's the picture that I get out there in the world. The wicked crowd, the ungodly crowd, the perverse crowd, they're the ones that it looks like they're winning. But folks, God says they're not. They're not getting away with it. Though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that do what? That fear God, which fear before Him. Verse 13, but it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he feareth not before God. In other words, God's just saying there's a payday for him. There's a payday for him. Why did Adam sin, or why did Adam fear? It was because of the consequences of his sin. He hid from God. Everyone fears something. There are people today that fear the unknown. There's a lot of unknowns, uncertainties in our world today. A lot of it. There's still a lot of unknowns and uncertainties about this pandemic, about the virus. We thought for a while that, boy, we had control of it. What'd God do? God reminded us we didn't have control of it. Trust not in lying words, we trust in God. Have faith in God. What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. There are people that fear death. Death can be a fearful thing if you're not prepared to meet death. If you're not prepared with the blood applied to your life, when the death angel comes knocking at your door, there are many people fear death. There are many people fear sickness. They fear pain. I don't like either one. I don't like sickness and I don't like pain. I have a very low tolerance for both of those things. There are many people today that fear failure. That fear failure. They fear that they're going to fail. That's why they never accomplish anything. Do you realize? Do you see how the devil uses fear against us? The devil will use fear against you. There are so many things that could be accomplished if people just didn't fear. There's no telling how many people could be used greatly of God in His service and use their talent for the glory of God if it wasn't for their fear of failing. Some people say, well, you know, I'm afraid I'll mess up. I don't want to sing because I'm afraid I'll mess up. I don't want to play an instrument because I'm afraid I'll mess up. We're human, folks. We're going to mess up. Don't fear failure. I've used the illustration before of Abraham Lincoln. The number of times that he ran for public office before he was elected the 16th President of the United States of America, he failed numerous times. Failed in business. Was said that he was near or had a nervous breakdown. And then finally elected the 16th President of the United States of America. Why was he elected? Because he did not give up. He would not allow his fear of failure to conquer his life. There are many people today that fear failure. There are many today that fear persecution. There are many today that fear loneliness. You know, loneliness is a real thing. They fear that. They fear loneliness, being left alone, being left by themselves. Many of our elderly, their hearts are gripped with that. When they lose a loved one, a spouse, or when they lose a child, loneliness. There are many people fear the loss of something or someone. Many people fear the loss of their job. The loss of their job. The loss of a spouse. There are those today that fear the loss of their salvation. Do you realize you don't have to fear the loss of your salvation? We're eternally secure. We're in the hands of God. God's got this. He's in control of it. Many people fear the loss of something. Many people fear the comments and the words of other people. Remember the little rhyme that we had as growing up? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will do what? They'll never hurt me. They hurt. Words do hurt. Well, the Bible said that word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. Good words. But some people fear the comments of other people. Some people fear man themselves. Proverbs 25:25 says that the fear of man bringeth a snare. You realize some of the greatest servants of God had fears? You realize Abraham? Abraham, one that God greatly used, one that told Abraham to get up out of his country, away from his kindred, unto a land that I'll show you. And he packed his bags, pulled up his tent stakes, and he left with his family and his possessions by faith. But in chapter 13 of Genesis, you'll find that Abraham went down to Egypt. And there he met a leader named Abimelech. And Abimelech gripped his heart with fear because he was married to a beautiful woman. And he was afraid that Abimelech would have him killed just to take his wife, Sarah. And what did he do? That fear led him to tell lies and say that Sarah was not his wife but his sister. Fear gripped his heart. Here's a man that God greatly used. The Israelites at the Red Sea. They had seen the mighty hand of God deliver them through the 10 plagues in Egypt. And then through the death angel, and how God had spared their life through the blood that was applied to the post and the lintels of the door that night. God had led them to the Red Sea. And now they see Pharaoh's army in pursuit. And what happens? Fear grips their heart. Wouldn't you think that if you'd seen God's mighty hand at work in the 10 plagues and His deliverance from Egyptian bondage, wouldn't you think there at the Red Sea, hey, God's got this. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to fear. But they got afraid. They were fearful. And what did their fear lead to? It led to murmuring and complaining, and that's what happens. When we find ourselves murmuring and complaining about something, it's usually over something that you and I have no control over whatsoever. It's something that God controls in our life, and that in those times we have to trust Him. We have to trust Him. You remember the Israelites in 1 Samuel chapter 16? The Israelites, when they were facing the Philistines and Goliath, they were standing on the hillside. They were shivering and shaking in their boots, in their sandals. They were afraid because of Goliath and his mighty army. But it took a little shepherd boy that had a vision and had strength and had courage, a shepherd boy named David, yes, who had slain the lion and the bear in his days as a shepherd. And now he was facing this uncircumcised Philistine. I wonder if David was afraid. I bet he was. I bet David was afraid when he faced Goliath. But that's why he was able to say in this text, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. And that's what you and I and how you and I are going to conquer our fears is with our faith. And what times that we do fear things that we're going to put our trust in God. What about Peter when he stepped out of the boat? Man, all things were wonderful. Till he got his eyes off of the Lord and he saw the winds and the waves. And what happened? Fear gripped Peter's heart and he began to sink. How many times do the storms of life around us do we get our eyes off of God and fear grips our heart? And we begin to sink, we begin to perish. What do we need to do? We need to have faith in God. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. What about the apostles on the Sea of Galilee in Mark chapter 4? When the great storm was raging and so much that the ship was about to be destroyed. And what happened? They went to Jesus, who was asleep in the hinder part of the ship. They asked him, said, Master, do you not care that we perish? They were fearful. They were afraid. And Jesus rebuked them for what? Their lack of faith. Folks, if we are going to fight and conquer and get the victory over the fears of our life, we've got to do it with our faith in God. Our faith in God. Many people fear the troubles of life, the storms of life. But one thing that we are to fear, we should, without a doubt, fear God. Hebrews 10:21 says it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Joshua chapter 24, Joshua writes here by saying that we are to fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. In the book of Psalms, the psalmist writes that the fear of the Lord, to fear the Lord and depart from evil. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11 says, therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Matthew 10:28 says, fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. We're not to fear anything but God. So we've seen the reality of our fears and the reason of our fears. Ultimately, our fears come from unbelief and doubt, rather than putting our trust and faith in God. What are the results of our fears? What is the outcome when we have fears? When fear conquers us rather than us conquering fear. Think about this. There are many people today that are prisoners to fear. They are prisoners to fear. They are held in bondage because of the fears in their life. But what does fear do? Fear will hinder your happiness. You want to be happy? The Bible talks about happiness. Happiness in trusting the Lord. Blessed is the one that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. Happy. The results of fear is hindering your happiness. Fear will stifle your advancement for God. Will stifle. It will slow down your advancement for God. It will stunt your spiritual growth. We want to grow? We can't grow unless our faith is put to the test. That's why James writes in James chapter 1, brethren, count it all joy when you fall into what? Divers temptation, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Fear will stunt your spiritual growth. Fear will cripple your walk with God. It'll cripple your walk with God. There are many people today that do not walk with God because their hearts are in bondage to the fears of their life. Now remember this, I've said this many times before, there is a fine line between faith and stupidity. God gives every one of us a sound mind. As the Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of what? Power, love, and of a sound mind. God's given us a mind and He wants to use that mind. Just because I've got faith doesn't mean that I'm going to go stand out in the middle of Interstate 59 and let an 18-wheeler come barreling down at me and me stand there and play chicken with it. Just because I've got faith. I'm not going to take poison and drink poison or eat poison just to be able to say, hey, I've got faith. I'm not going to take up rattlesnakes or copperheads or any other kind of poisonous snake out there just to be able to say, hey, I've got faith. There are stupid people out there that do those things, though. Faith is believing God. Faith is taking God at His word. And the times that we are afraid, which is real, it's a reality, those are the times that we have to trust in God. It'll cripple our walk with God. It'll paralyze your prayer life. That's what fear will do. It'll paralyze your prayer life. Because fear is like doubt. Fear is like worry. And doubt and worry are a sin. We're not trusting God. And don't think for a minute that God's going to answer our prayers when we don't believe Him and we don't trust Him. We're talking about the results of fear now. It'll destroy your witness and your usefulness. And it'll make you miserable. Don't you fear? There are people out there today that are miserable because they fear. When you trust in God, you can be bold, you can be courageous, you can be strong. Just like our memory verse, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18, or 1 John 4, 18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath what? Fear hath torments. Many people's lives are tormented by their fears. So we've seen these things, then we find that the remedy for our fears. The remedy. The psalmist gives us the remedy for those fears that we have. What time I am afraid. What does he say? He says, I will trust in thee. I quoted it just a moment ago from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. God hath not given to us the spirit of fear, but He's given to us a gift of power and of love and of a sound mind. The psalmist tells us in Psalms 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. Then he asks the question, of whom shall I be afraid? When we are on the side of God and God is on our side, when we've got God as our strength, our shield, and the one that becomes our salvation, we have no reason to fear anything. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Joshua was fearful of leading the people, of directing God's people as the leader of the nation Israel after the death of Moses. And the Lord was trying to calm the doubts and the fears of Joshua at this point. And he says there in Joshua 1:9, he said there, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For I, the Lord God, am what with thee, whithersoever thou goest. No reason to fear. Psalms 118, verse 6, the Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me? I will not fear. What can man do unto me? There's no reason to fear. What's the worst thing that man can do to us? Man can incarcerate us. Man can put us in prison. Man can burn us at the stake. Man can crucify us upside down. Man can behead us. Man can do all that. Man can kill us. That's the worst thing that man can do. But remember this, to be absent from the body is what? To be present with the Lord. Our death becomes gain as a child of God. That's why we're not to fear. That's why the psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. It's been said that there's 365 fear nots in the Bible. I've never counted all of them. There may be less, there may be more, but one writer must have counted. 365, a fear not for every day of the week. That's what God says. Isaiah chapter 41, verse number 10 says this, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. That's a promise that God makes to every one of us today as His believer. The key to conquering our fears is faith, having faith in God. The psalmist says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Job 13, 15, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Isaiah 26, verse 4, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. I wonder when God called Noah to build the ark, and God had told Noah what was going to happen. I wonder if Noah feared. If Noah was human, Noah feared. Because he knew the outcome. But he conquered that fear by his faith, and he moved with fear, the Bible said. Fear of God, not fear of man. And he prepared an ark for the saving of his household. I wonder if Abraham feared at other times in his life. I wonder if Moses feared as he led the nation of Israel. I wonder if David feared when he was being pursued by King Saul. I wonder if Daniel feared when he was cast alive into the den of lions. I wonder if the three Hebrews, when they were cast alive into the burning fiery furnace, if they feared as well. What about John the Baptist when he was awaiting to have his head severed from his body? What about the Apostle Paul and the times that he was beaten and left for dead, the time that he was shipwrecked, a night and the day in the deep? I wonder if those times did he experience fear? I'm sure every one of these feared. But it was at those times that they feared was when their faith conquered their fears. Yes, in life we are going to have fears, every one of us. It is. It's a fearful thing every day of our lives. But folks, we can overcome those fears by our faith in Him. What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. You know, I'm glad to say that He's working all things together for our good, aren't you? And you and I, we can fight our faith or our fears with our faith. What time I am afraid, the psalmist said, I will trust in Thee. I ask you once again, what kind of faith do you have? What kind of faith do we need to conquer our fears? The kind of faith that we need is just simple faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. There's so many uncertainties today that we're living in every day. You know, we look out, if we didn't have the hope that we sang about today, there's so many out there that don't have that hope. That's why so many, they take their lives every day. You know, it was said one time back that it's like 1,700 to 1,800 teenagers every day in America try to commit suicide. Not all of them may not be successful. Why do you think they do that? Why do you think there's so many people that try to take their lives every day, whether it be teenagers or adults or whoever it be? Why? Because they don't have any hope. They don't want to face their fears. Folks, you and I can face our fears with confidence, with assurance. Why? Because of the hope that we have in Jesus. The hope that we have in Christ. He's made that possible through His death and shed blood on the cross. He's made that possible. That's why the Bible said, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the foundation of the world. I've got eternal life. I don't have to worry about what tomorrow may hold. Yeah, I may find myself fearful, griping and complaining about it, but ultimately, I'm trusting in God. I'm trusting in God. And that's what the Lord wants you to do today. The Lord wants you to fight your fears that you have, which are real, no matter what they are. Some of you may fear this pandemic. I respect it, but I don't fear it. I work with electricity every day. For years, I went up and worked on high voltage. I worked 12,000, 34,000 volts of electricity, not barehanded, but with my rubber gloves with equipment on, worked it every day. Something that could have took my life that quick. I feared it. I was afraid of it. But I respected it. I respected it. And when you do it right, you can do it safely. God wants us to respect these things, but not fear them. Because God will help us through these times, these difficult days. What time I am afraid, the psalmist said, I will trust in Thee. Let's stand with our heads bowed, our eyes closed. Heavenly Father, once again we thank You. Thank You for the privilege of opening up Your Word today and sharing a few thoughts, dear God, that You've given me. Lord, we know that there are many today, not necessarily here at Lighthouse Baptist Church, but some that may be watching this morning through live stream or who will listen a little later on the internet, but others that may hear this message today that who their lives are in bondage by the fears that conquer them every day. Lord, they need victory. They need power to overcome these real fears in their lives. I pray, dear God, help them to do so by faith in You. God, You are able. You are able to deliver. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us. Lord, You're able. I know that, and I'm thankful. You're able to make all grace abound to us. We're thankful for that. I pray, dear God, that we would help, that You would help each of us today, the fears that seem to plague our lives, whatever they are, that You would give us victory over these fears through our faith in You. Bless this invitation. Have Your will in it. May You be glorified. We'll thank You for what's done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.